everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 52. I'm your host, Adam. Here with me today, we've got Matt, Alex, and Nick. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. How's it going?
Great. It feels good to be back in the studio, not in front of a live audience anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of pressure last time. We had to get everything right on the first try. A lot of eyes just watching us.
Well, it required years and years of rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
But literally years.
I mean, it was, well, we have been going for 50 years now, so.
Yeah, I mean, and it was great. It went well. I'm glad. I mean, huge turnout.
Mm-hmm. The problem with the network was the nip slip and the various tip slips.
Yeah.
They couldn't censor them in time. So you see a lot of the tip of Alex's penis, you know.
Well, pretty much Adam's. The whole thing, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about tip, you're talking about the entire thing in my case.
Well, but you can show Shaft on TV. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it's just the tip.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course you could show... Yeah. I was going to have a fucking... What's his name joke? When he said Shaft.
Oh, Isaac Hayes?
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem with showing Shaft is that I think if you show... if like, two veins is too many.
Yeah.
Like, after... if two veins, they have to censor. But it, like a single vein Shaft is good.
Okay.
That's on TV. That's on Saturday morning TV for kids.
Great.
Interesting. I didn't.
Okay, so let's talk about games. What have you guys been playing? Anything interesting?
Yes.
Like what?
Halo Reach.
I've been playing Metal Gear Solid: The Twin Snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good.
Good.
I'm enjoying that. Been playing Halo Reach.
Yeah. I didn't realize... I haven't played Metal Gear Solid, like... I played the first Metal Gear Solid 11 years ago or something, so... I didn't remember how steep the learning curve is. And I'm not making fun of Nick.
Oh, I was terrible at it.
Took him...
like an hour
so
and a half.
So long to get past the first...
Yeah, like an hour in the first room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different type of gameplay than I was used to, and the controls are kind of weird.
More primitive.
Yeah.
But he's better at it now.
That's good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's a really fun game.
So now you're just a pro at slicing people's heads off.
I don't have a knife yet.
Oh, okay, so never...
I don't think you get it. I'm not thinking you get a knife.
No, you don't.
Really?
For Twin Snakes?
Huh.
Don't you get a trank gun? You get a trank gun.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, you have a trank gun. You don't have a knife, though. But it was great. What's his name?
Snake.
Psycho Mantis. That battle was really great.
Oh, yeah. You have to use
the
second controller.
That I had been playing. Well, yeah. I had to switch over.
Why do you have to use the second controller?
Because he
can
read your mind.
Because he can predict every one of your moves. He's psychic.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, his character is psychic.
Okay.
And so he can predict all of your moves, so you have to move your controller over into port 2 to be able to deal any damage.
Huh.
And then also...
That's kind of awesome.
Before I fought him, he started reading my memory card, and he said, I see you like The Legend of Zelda. And then he said, I see apparently you've been playing Super Mario Sunshine. And then at one point he told me to put my controller down on the ground and he was going to use his psychic abilities to move my controller. But I was using a Wavebird and it had no rumble, so I showed him.
I can't believe you haven't played that game, Adam.
Will lent it to me, but I have yet to play it.
It's like the best Metal Gear Solid game.
I think I bought...
No, it's not.
I think I bought three... a few years ago.
Three is the best one.
I haven't played that either.
Well, don't play them in order.
No, I'm going to.
Yeah, because even though three's a prequel,
I don't think I have my
stuff...
PS2 with me. Come to think of it. Meh.
You should get it. Because even though three is a prequel, a lot of the stuff in three wouldn't make any sense unless you played the first two.
Yeah.
Or at least not have the same impact.
Okay. Well...
And also, play the subsistence version because the camera's so much better.
I think that's the one I have. Good. Yeah. So, is that all for you two?
Yep.
Okay. Alex?
I played a little new Super Mario Brother.
Cool. Is that it?
That's it.
And Super Mario World.
Okay. Oh, some fantastic Dead Space.
Ooh.
Not the game. I'm just saying. I mean Dead Air, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mic
it
just
could be,
popped
it
out.
Could be the game, though. Maybe Dead Space 3 would just be...
Dead Space 3, Dead Air, you're on an
airplane.
Just
be... It was,
in Dead Space... In Dead Space, how did space die?
Space?
Yeah, how
they don't
did they
explain
kill
it.
Space?
They don't explain it. They're going to explain it in the third one, how he died.
Okay. Because, I mean, in real life, I know scientists, you know, they like to play God, but they, luckily for us, haven't figured out how to kill space yet, but they try every day. We're getting closer, and I think that's really scary, is...
the day, you know, space dies.
That one day... Yeah, one day we might kill space.
Just kill us till tomorrow.
Or maybe the day after tomorrow.
The day after that.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. On DVD and HD DVD everywhere.
It'll take a jarhead. To do that. I can't even make a fucking joke. This is terrible.
Yeah. I was
slow day.
Something source code.
All right, well, I've been playing Pokemon White, and I beat Mass Effect, and I started a second game as Femship.
Cool. Are you going to have lesbian sex?
I am. Well, I already did.
Are you
with the consort.
Did you jerk off to it?
Oh, totally.
Sweet. How was the jerk-off sesh?
So good. Maybe the best I've ever had in a video game.
I don't like where this podcast is going.
I was wondering this. How long can you keep Madison showering in heavy rain?
I actually did that on my second time through. There is a time limit. It was pretty long, though.
Like, long enough to get one in? Or rub one out, rather?
Well, it depends on how skilled you are.
How fast you can rub one out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it was something like 2-3 minutes, maybe.
That's probably enough time.
Yeah. You know, just oil yourself up and just go for it.
Just get a warm banana. You're ready to go.
The reason why I didn't want to get this far into it is not because I have anything... There's nothing wrong with talking about masturbating. I just really don't want to know that Adam oils himself up. Oils his entire body.
Well, I don't
turns
know.
On a video game.
I want
to
know.
It's very slippery. It's
best...
hard to control the game when I'm like that, you know? But I manage.
I know, because shortly after that, you have to drive into oncoming traffic. And it's really hard when your hands are all oily.
Okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
Let's do Adam's News Hour.
Okay.
Gaming releases. For PS3, we got SOCOM, Mortal Kombat, Portal 2, and Prince of Persia Classic Trilogy HD. Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat also came out on 360. We got Conduit 2, PSP had Final Fantasy 4, and
Conduit
Mac and
2
Peace.
Came out?
Yeah. I think so.
Wow.
What
no fanfare.
Yeah, what a generic piece of shit.
Well,
who is the art director of those games?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's
guy who
bad.
Likes sunglasses a lot.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's awful.
Did you guys download Portal though?
No,
I was about to actually.
Oh, good.
I'm gonna get it on PS3, and I don't really have the money for it right now.
Yeah, same here. It's Chase downloaded it, and he played like the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 test chambers, and it's really good. The writing in it is still very, very funny.
I'm trying to avoid any and all spoilers about that game.
Okay. Well, I'll stop talking about it, but it's good.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
My friend had told me it's awesome, so he had beaten it.
My friend told me it sucks.
Well, your friend is stupid.
My dad works for Valve, and they put me in the game.
Really? Where are you?
I want to find a robot.
I don't have any friends.
I'm both of the robots.
None of my friends have dads. They're all dead.
That's like the saddest complaint I've ever heard. Like a kid who's sad because all of his friends don't have dads. I just really
but he
want to
has
have like
a
father-son barbecue with all my friends and their dads.
I just want one dad. Just one. Not two.
Okay.
Army of two dads come into stores Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, April 30th, we've got like four different Reed Rabbit games, Jurassic Park for PS3, 360, Wii, PC, and Mac, and Back to the Future Episode 4 for PS... Episode 4 for PS3 and PC and Mac.
Wait, the Back to the Future games are on the PlayStation?
Sounds like it, according to that.
That's incredible. Maybe. I didn't know that.
I wrote it down, so it must be true.
They're already up to
4? Have you ever actually played a point-and-click adventure game, though?
What'd you say, Matt?
I was asking Nick if he'd play a point-and-click adventure, because I don't think he'd like him.
No, I've played him before. I think I'm probably a little... I liked it when I was a kid, but I don't really think I'd enjoy it that much now.
I don't know. Chase really likes it. He's got all of them so far, but I've watched him. I've watched him play it, and, you know... I mean, it's Back to the Future, which is fantastic, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think I like Back to the Future enough to at least want to watch somebody play it.
I hate those movies. Cause,
you're a terrible person.
It's just like, why do you want to go back to the future?
Because you don't want to go back to the past, because that would be stupid.
Well, they do go back to the past. It was a trick question.
And then he has to go back to the future.
Right.
Adam has never seen those movies. He's never seen them.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Those are the best movies, and I knew you hadn't seen them, and it was a setup.
Bastards. Okay.
So there you go.
Gaming news, Nintendo. Probably the biggest piece of news is that the Wii is now $170. So that's good for anybody who hasn't gotten one yet.
Is it now cheaper than all of their handheld systems?
No.
How much is... the DS Lite is probably $120?
Yeah.
I think the XL... Well, I think they cut the price of that too, but I'm pretty sure the XL came out at 170 or 180. But yeah, it's cheap now. If you don't have one, there's really no reason for you not to get one.
Except for that.
Shut up.
You're not gonna need it. Okay.
There's plenty of reason to get one. There's lots of good games. If you really don't have one,
if their next console is backwards compatible, then just hold out.
Yeah. True. Wii Party and Wii Sports Resort are now only $40 to go with the Wii price cut. So. Yay.
And don't they come with the new
Wii the newest bundle, which is, you know, the black console with the Wii Remote Plus and Wii Sports Resort and Wii Sports is $170. So
that is a really good
price.
I wish I didn't have a Wii.
Some Ocarina of Time comparison shots came out. Those are pretty cool. Compared the 64 version to the 3DS version, side by side, pretty cool.
I really wish that I wanted to play that game.
Well,
again.
Once you come out, Nick gets it, and you see it, you'll want to get it.
No. I don't, because the dungeon design in that game is not fun. Like, it's not fun. It was their first attempt at doing that, and it was great for the time, but it just has aged so poorly. Not the graphics. I mean, the graphics are still fine on the N64 version, but I don't find the game fun to play.
I'm sorry,
it's not fun to have to. It's not fun to randomly have to choose rooms to go to next. That's not good game design. If you have four rooms that you could choose of equal guessing, like you end up having to guess which one to go to next, that's not fun.
So you'd rather not only that, it be linear.
Not necessarily linear, but you have to at least have a clue into one to go next. It's not difficult to guess.
And not only that, there's a lot of backtracking in those dungeons too, because you get lost so easy.
You think
easy.
So?
In most
of the dungeons,
definitely.
There's one main room that you do go back to, but you don't really go back to a lot of the the hallways or the branches.
No, but you end up going back to the hallways to make sure... Or you end up going back to the individual rooms if you have to guess which room to go in next. So unless you each one of those rooms...
Exactly.
If you have to go into each one of the rooms just to find out which room to go in first, you often have to end up going back to the same rooms over and over again just to guess which one to go into afterwards. That's poor design.
I gave up after the forest dungeon because that dungeon's so bad.
I guess I've never noticed that because... I played it so
you're
much.
An idiot.
Yeah, and I got to the fire dungeon, and that just frustrated me even more because there's nothing really difficult about it, but it's a bad design mixed with really uninteresting visual.
And part of it is the room. Part of it is it's difficult to actually see what the differences between the areas are. So if you go into one tunnel, a lot of it looks very similar to the other tunnels, and the map didn't really help much either.
Yeah.
So I mean, something like the worst, the water temple is. Everybody says it's difficult, but that's the pure example of how bad the design is. It's the epitome of what a badly designed dungeon Ocarina of Time is, because you have, I think it's one of 8 rooms that you end up choosing, and 4 of the rooms are on the bottom. 4 of the rooms are on the bottom floor that you have to knock the water down, and the other rooms are on the top. The other 4 rooms are on the top floor, so you end up guessing which.
And if you miss a key somewhere, then you're fucked. And then you raise the water level.
I like that you guys are all complaining about this in Ocarina of Time when I have this exact problem in almost every game. And it's why
when
I
in Zelda, like so, I think.
Yeah, but it's gotten
and
way better.
The earlier Zelda's sort of Zelda 1 and Zelda 2 had that problem. Link to the Past and Link's Awakening, I don't know about the Oracle games, they didn't really have that problem. Those games were either more linear.
No, Link to the Past
Link to
such
the Past
great
was either
design.
It wasn't so much linear as there were some very linear dungeons, but other dungeons they had certain branches or you could do more, there's more than one way to get to a place. So you had several different ways of getting to the same location. And if they were ancillary rooms, there was only one or two ancillary rooms. If you play a top-down 2D game, it's a lot faster, so it's not really guessing around. But if it's a 3D game where you have to be observing the entire environment, you really don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, that's why Twilight Princess is so great, because the dungeons are so natural-feeling. I don't think I ever got lost once in those dungeons.
I think Ocarina would have helped if it had a better map. I think, and I wonder if it's gonna, if it would change it for the 3DS version. Like if you,
yeah, a better map.
Yeah,
because in the original,
you can do that.
Because in the original Ocarina of Time, like the Forest Dungeon, for instance, there was one room. I always got stuck. I got stuck on this for a couple minutes, but. It didn't dawn on me that it was actually 2 different rooms, but on the map it looked like it's the same room. You're actually on the other side of it. But the area looks the same. So you just notice slight differences and you're sort of just stuck there. But it's not difficult.
That part
like
sucks.
That's not difficult.
So bad.
You can make a case like the only thing really difficult about the game has been Shadow Link, but even then there's a couple cheap ways of beating them. Like, there's more than cheap.
Yeah, I mean, Ocarina of Time it was a learning. There's a lot to be learned from that. That was their first time designing 3D dungeons, and it was good for the time, but I don't understand everyone's obsession with remaking that game and playing it over and over again. When, they pretty much have remade it in a way with Twilight Princess and done a lot better.
I think nostalgia, people are going to buy it. But, I mean.
Oh, yeah, people
are
going
to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I look forward to playing that game again. But it's one of those things where I never beat it by myself. So I look forward to playing
it. And apparently,
it and
I mean, there are apparently people that played Ocarina of Time after they played Twilight Princess and they say that they liked Ocarina of Time better. Which I don't really. I don't know if I really buy it. But if that's what they like, that's what they like. I don't. If you like an empty room, not do much.
I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, to me, it's like playing Link to the Past first, and then going back and playing Zelda 1. It's like I get the charm there, but it's not actually good.
All right, we should talk about something else because I'm. Let's talk about this some other time, because this is going
to
be a long.
Okay, so...
Didn't we talk about
3DS,
this already?
Yes, the 3DS version is also going to include a boss rush mode, which lets you... I don't know if you can do it at any time, but what we know so far is that you can just continuously go through all of the bosses that you have previously beaten. I don't think they've said anything more than that, so
cool.
Really I don't know like if that does something for you in the game, or like... I don't know. But it's there, so we'll see. Sony announced that Home version 1.5 is coming out. It's going to come with new facial building features, better furniture management, various graphical tweaks to the Navigator, improved object placement options within your personal space, increased chat log options, and other graphical improvements.
It's up. It's already up.
Is it out today?
I think so, yeah.
Because I went and downloaded the new update, and it didn't change. It didn't look like it changed much.
Yeah, I think what I read is that they graphically changed some of the menus, not necessarily...
Right.
I'm sure there might be some minor graphical tweaks, but I think what they really did was like all the new like chat features and
Which is great, except they still can't fucking make it so it doesn't take half an hour to load everyone in a room.
Yeah.
It takes so long. Like, you'll just be sitting there looking at ghosts forever.
A bunch of ghost dads.
And I mean, they have done this update in order to kind of like gear it towards a more MMO style like play, like an actual game.
Because they're going to add more games, sort of like Stodium.
Right. But I mean, if they still have all those loading issues, it's just, you know, it's not going to work.
Right, because I don't understand why they even have let it go this far with that issue.
I mean, whenever I played it, it seems more like a web browser than like a game or an MMO. Just like the way you like navigate through things, the way you choose things, and just, you know, the loading times.
It doesn't seem like a chat room.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand their choice to make it so it takes so long to load people, because that's the thing you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to be in a room 10 minutes before you see anybody. And your friend will be there, and you'll look at this new shirt I got. Okay, well, it hasn't loaded on my screen.
I remember there was this one time I played with you guys, and like I took a picture of it, but I could not see. It was like the guy's like bottom half was missing, so it was just like a floating torso.
Oh, yeah, and then sometimes they don't load the textures. Like, if there's 5 people in a picture, 2 of them will have like really blurry textures for some reason. it's just a really bad engine that they don't fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe working on something like that instead of
it's still beta, right?
Yeah. And it's been out for 4 years,
right?
Or something ridiculous like that.
Well, whatever. We'll see. Matt and Nick, you guys probably have read this and know more about it than I do, but there's new multiplayer stuff for Uncharted 3.
Yeah. There's split screen now.
And you can sign in with multiple accounts on the same system, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they're also... it's going to be like more like your character is customizable. You're not just going to be using preset skins.
Yeah, not only that, but guns are customizable. Like, you can
add extended clips and scopes.
Nice. Yeah, and like laser pointers and stuff. You can design your own emblems for levels. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
And also, there's a Afro-American character in there.
Ooh.
A black man. And he will be voiced by Shaquille O'Neal.
That'd be really great.
Yeah. Shaq called me last night and told me. So,
as long as every time the character kills somebody, he says, "We genie."
Yeah, he says, "We genie." And he also says, "I am Kazam." Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
And he also says, "Eat a dick, clown."
Oh, like in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Okay. No More Heroes is coming to the PS3. It's basically going to be Heroes Paradise, which was the 360 version, but it's going to also have 5 bosses from No More Heroes 2, and it's going to have 10 missions that were originally cut. PSP Go is dead. Out of production. No more.
Ha!
Hooray!
So that,
wait, what?
That wait, lasted. Yeah, the PSP Go is out of production.
Oh, well, that was a year.
So, yeah, 2 years.
Oh, well.
But, yeah. Not very long.
A year and a half, right?
It came out in 2009. Like, I'm not sure what month exactly.
I think during the summer, though.
Yeah, it was late summer. Right.
Bad news. Last Guardian and Ico and Shadow of the Colossus HD are delayed.
Bad news, but is it really surprising?
No.
When I heard Last Guardian and they're like, oh, they're coming out this year, I'm like, cool.
Maybe.
It's probably going to be delayed.
Yeah.
I figured they'll come out right at the tail end of the PS3.
Yeah, I'll get excited when I have it in my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get all three of those.
Everyone is. But,
The longer it takes, the better for me, because I'm not going to...
Usually you wait until you're excited before you have it in your hands.
No, I say usually I have to have it in my hands for a few minutes before I get excited.
Oh, okay.
It's a slow-moving process.
Yeah.
A boner.
Yes. There's going to be Resident Evil 6, and the producer of Raccoon City says that it's going to be, quote, totally different. So... Yep. That could either be a good thing or a bad thing.
It's going to be probably like a top-down dungeon crawling.
It's going to be MMO. It's going to be a game where all of the girls are in bathing suits and it takes place on the beach and they have to defeat zombies by throwing volleyballs at them.
Resident Evil Extreme Beach Volleyball. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Is and Wesker will be
of
there.
Course.
Chris.
And maybe Jill Bikini.
Definitely.
Leon Bikini. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Barry Bikini.
Yeah. I'm liking where this is going.
Tyrant Bikini.
Yeah, I think Chris actually has the biggest boobs out of everyone.
Yeah.
Just thanks to his giant chest.
And you can unlock different balls and Chris.
Do you think we're going to get to see the merchant? In a bikini?
Yeah.
All only if you buy you stuff from him. Otherwise, he's going to be in a big and trench coat.
He's going to say, "Welcome, stranger," and then, like, open his top.
No, no, no. He's going to be wearing the trench coat, but then a bikini underneath.
Right.
Okay.
That's where you buy all of your swimsuits from. Anyways.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. This is good.
This is creepy. Right. Thank you.
A good start. Good start to a good game.
I know, they're bringing back horror.
Okay, so let's segue into our main discussion by saying that Microsoft and Sony are still planning on releasing their systems in 2014.
Yep.
Okay,
but what about Nintendo,
main discussion,
Adam?
We're going to talk... Yeah, what about Nintendo? Thank you, Nick. So, there have been a lot of rumors going around lately about the Wii HD or the Wii 2 or what have you.
Nintendo's next console.
I like calling it the Wii HD because it's really stupid.
I hate calling it the Wii 2 because they've never released a direct sequel like that to a console.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it wasn't called Nintendo 2.
Ah, I see.
They might call it the Super Wii.
They're not going to call it Super Wii.
I've seen some logos that are actually, you know, they're kind of stupid, but I kind of like them. It's Wii with two additional eyes at the end.
Well, no, you are an idiot. So
it's not going to be called a Wii. It'll have its own title.
But it is called Project Cafe, from what we know. Which is, of course, the code name for it. So there isn't really all that much we know about it, but we'll talk about it, and we'll see what happens. So,
well, do you have the bullet points of all the things that
I do,
have sort of been...
I do. Okay. So we've got 512 megs of RAM, full 1080p, backwards compatible. I don't know if that's with the Wii and the GameCube, or just the Wii. The controller is supposed to have... It's been described... I've seen it described differently. Either as a GameCube-type controller or, like, an iPhone, iPad-type controller. But regardless, people are saying that it's got a touchscreen in the middle, supposedly 6 inches, and it also has physical buttons in addition to the touchscreen. people have been saying that the touchscreen is able to display both, like, additional information to what's on the screen, or also, like, what is exactly on the screen. I'm not sure how exactly that works, but I've heard it's described as, like, a VMU for the Dreamcast kind of thing.
Yeah. That'd be cool if they just put your HUD on there, and then that way all games, no HUD.
Right. That would be kind of cool, actually. People are thinking that it may use Blu-ray, which would be awesome.
Not surprising.
They are supposed to announce it at E3. It's supposed to have a release date of 2012. And that is pretty much all we know.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, you guys were saying it's going to be backwards, so don't buy a Wii now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, I mean, end of 2012 seems most likely, which is a long way away.
Yeah, that's true.
So buy a Wii.
It's over a year. It's a year and 3/4.
And I mean,
for $175, I mean, that's...
$170.
Oh, $170, it's cheap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cheap.
Oh, I thought it was 175. Now that it's 170, yeah, go buy it up.
Instant buy.
Yeah.
So a lot of the validity of these are coming supposedly, you know, from people inside the industry. But for the rest of us who have no idea, like, about the validity of these, I just think it looks to be pretty likely, just based on the fact that Nintendo doesn't really have a Wii lineup this year.
Yeah.
I mean, not only that, I think it's time to step it up. I think they realize that technology's cheap enough, they're going to have to do HD stuff. Mm. And
I mean, well, originally...
Time to fix it.
Go ahead.
There's a huge advantage for them to do it now. It makes sense for them to do it now. So it's been 5 years since the Wii originally came out, right?
Almost.
In December it'll be five years.
Yeah.
One big advantage is if they decide to make a new console with graphics on par with PS3 or close to it.
That's another thing. Sorry, they're supposed to be better than the current gen consoles.
So they can probably make a console for $200 to $250 with those specs. They could probably still undercut at least Sony and be able to sell a system with those.
Well, how much is the PS3? Is it 300 or is it less?
I think it's 300
I think
now.
It's 300 or 250.
Okay.
I think it's at 300 right now, right?
I'm going to predict that their next console will probably be about 300.
Nintendo?
At launch.
Yeah, that seems about right.
If it's at if they can make it 250, that'll be great. If they know that they have to undercut the other guys, because otherwise Sony and Microsoft will cut theirs even further.
Right. Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, the other issue, there's also an economy issue right now. I mean, that's sort of something we're forgetting about. We're in a recession, or is the recession over yet?
And Japan is their economy isn't doing so hot right now.
Yeah, so buying for entertainment right now is not exactly the biggest thing, so Nintendo has to be thinking, we still got to keep the cost down. And traditionally, they haven't really made consoles more expensive than $250, right?
Right. So, well, how much was the 64 when it came out?
I can look it up.
I don't remember. I think it
may have been 250. I don't know if it was 300.
I didn't get mine for a couple years after it came out.
Mine was a present, so I have no idea how much it cost. So, Alex.
I remember the day
continue.
I got one.
But it makes sense for them to actually make a new console now and basically undercut everybody. If they can undercut everybody else, plus the HD technology has been pretty much standardized.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, Blu-ray won out, so now they know what the next media format is.
Right.
They have a huge advantage. And
search the dollar sign.
And the only thing they really have to work on then is either the controls are pretty much worked out now, so they know what they're doing with that. The only issue with it now is how they're going to sell it to, you know, parents again. Mm-hmm. If you say it's the Wii 2...
Another one of the...
If you're going to sell it as the Wii 2 or the Super Wii, the name's still in there. Parents are going to think, well, why do I need this new thing? So they need another concern
for me is... I mean, people have been saying that this new console is supposed to recapture the hardcore gamers, which, you know, improving the graphics, making it HD, making it Blu-ray, you know, it has the potential to do, but I just do not at all see any way for them to get casual gamers to buy another system.
Well, okay, so it depends on what they decide to put as essentially the gimmick, right? They need
it still is maintaining the motion controls. So that's something.
But it's going to be probably more than just motion controls. They're probably not just selling it on graphics alone.
The motion control is actually... It's supposed to be better than the Move.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if they're putting touch on the screen, they're putting a touch screen on it, there's probably something else that they're thinking about putting in there to sell to parents. They know...
I mean, it's not even about... It's just about what is the game that they can
make. To capture
make.
The audience.
That you can show people.
You need a little bit of both, right?
Because Wii Sports is... It wasn't...
It's
going to
be Wii Sports
Wii
HD.
That got people playing the Wii. Yeah.
But it was also Wii...
is Wii Sports. It was also that Wii Fit
that won over everybody. They had more than one game that won over these people. And that's the thing. But you'll have to also sell. I think they also have to sell it in a way that the original Wii could not do this, and not just because it looks better on your TV. If it's just that, then there's no point to it. It has to be something that the new Wii can do that the old Wii cannot do. Fundamentally,
yeah. whatever they're doing with their touchscreen, is probably an attempt at that. Or if they somehow, I don't know. This is a complete speculation, but if they somehow sign a contract with Facebook and allow sort of Facebook gaming,
oh my god,
on their system,
that's pretty smart.
Nintendo
just signed a deal with Facebook.
Oh yeah, did you guys hear this? I don't know where I heard this. I think it was from Shigeru Miyamoto, but they just signed a deal with Facebook.
Oh my, holy Nintendo shit. Is now owned by Facebook.
Nintendo just got bought by Facebook.
Fuck.
Are you guys gonna play Call of Duty, Mark Zuckerberg?
Meh. Maybe Halo, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'm so over. I'm so over Nintendo and Facebook's merger.
Vitality sensor.
That's gone.
I don't think that's really going to win over any casual gamers.
I don't think so either, but...
But everyone wants to know how vital they are.
That's true. Maybe if they include some sort of, personality quiz, like what kind of Harry Potter character are you... Which Pokemon are you?
See, I mean, but they really do have to do, like, maybe not social networking per se, but they have to do some kind of, like, better online integration system.
No, but I feel like if they had some sort of integration with... I feel like social networking is such a big thing now.
Well, I think what they're going to do, for one thing, is the Wii was already ahead of the Xbox in one way, which was the built-in Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I mean...
Had a web browser.
It's, and yeah, it still Netflix has support. The best web browser. And it's and it also has a great... the WiiWare store is really awesome. So if they can kind of integrate all that to make, like, online games, like Facebook-type games and Farmville and stuff... easily accessible on the system?
Yeah, actually, you're right. You know, if they do a lot of those, like, very, very small, but very, very addicting, like, social casual games, that, I mean, right. That would pretty like, much
even
do
integrate,
it.
Integrate Miis into them, that would be so easy.
They do something with the AR cards for the system.
Yeah, see, that's something they really need to do.
I feel like
that
was a thing that got a lot of buzz.
They really need to do some kind of connectivity with, if not the DS and, like, up, they need to do it with the 3DS. Because, I mean, that option has been there since the GameCube. Maybe before, because with the 64 you could do Pokemon stuff. But they've never really, like, expanded on that. And it's there's so much really... potential there.
No, but it's so expensive to get that. It's pretty impractical in terms of asking people to have both a 3DS.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be mandatory.
No, but if you end up having a game, for the two of them, how extensive is your user base going to be that actually takes advantage of it? How many people actually bought?
No, but
how it could be cool, but how many people actually bought? How many people actually bought Zelda Four
Crystal
Swords?
Chronicles?
Or Crystal Me. Chronicles?
Or Crystal Me. Chronicles? Which was... Those were such bullshit, because I wanted to play those games.
But I feel like if they add optional...
I mean, what they can do is there's just, like, a download option where you can download the required part onto your DS. So you're basically playing with your DS as the controller. Like, they've done that in a few Pokemon games.
They did the same thing for Wind Waker. They did the same thing with Wind Waker.
Right.
And how popular did that end up
Could
being?
Could be cool, but it's not a draw. It's not a draw for anyone except for the hardcore.
Well, exactly. I mean, if they're trying to win the hardcore back.
No, you're not trying to win the hardcore back.
No,
that's
those
actually,
are the hardcore Nintendo
the
nerds.
Hardcore,
those are not the
hardcore. Yeah.
Those aren't the Call of Duty guys.
The hardcore likes certain things. Connectivity is not what the hardcore is going to like. Right? The hardcore meathead kind of guys that like Call of Duty, they want... HD graphics, they want to use a Blu-ray, they want high quality gaming for the types of games that they want. Nintendo's putting that. If Nintendo is making a system more powerful than the PS3, they're catering to the hardcore already. So it's not dependent on Nintendo anymore, unless they make the hardcore games. It's dependent on third party actually making those hardcore games on that system. The reason hardcore exists for the 360 and for PS3, I'll even say even more so for the 360, is because third parties making those types of games specifically for that audience. You have the Call of Duties, you have the Medal of Honors, you have the Gears of Wars, you have the
You got your Wii music.
But you have those hardcore games specifically for those systems. You have the best that Wii has right now is Conduit, and Conduit 2 apparently.
Best right? Best hardcore shooter.
The
what's the most hardcore game that you have that's not by Nintendo?
I feel like
Nintendo. Feel like that's a good question.
The only attempt they have at that is the Conduit. I wouldn't even say best. I feel like not having that game is better than that game.
Well, it's good that they tried.
No, well, they do have Call of Duty.
Yeah,
on
but
there.
That's
yeah.
But they have a lesser version
it's
of Modern
not an exclusive.
Warfare.
Yeah,
and the most and the biggest draw for Modern Warfare is it looks realistic. It has HD graphics. You can see blood splatter all over the place on your visor while you're running through, and then you can shoot innocent civilians. That's the draw for hardcore.
That's not the huge draw, but yeah. I don't think that the biggest thing that people didn't like about the Wii was necessarily the graphics, because I feel like if the gameplay for like a Modern Warfare was just as solid as it was on like a 360 or the PlayStation 3 and it had the same online support, I feel like it would be more of a success.
And I mean even without that, Nintendo, well, I guess this is a kind of a bad point because really only Nintendo has done this, but they've shown that the Wii is capable of pretty amazing graphics with, say, like Mario Galaxy. And
true,
but the thing
is the problem there then is the third party, right? I mean, if the third party's not willing to put the resources into making the game,
but you can't blame the third party when they have a set of tools, they have the ability to make games that look so much better. Nintendo isn't developing at their level. I mean, of graphics. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
if you have a Wii HD come out now and they have those tools, it means that the third party may be at least willing to do that. In fact, the biggest underlying disadvantage the Wii currently has is in terms of porting games, right? It gets left out for whatever ports come out.
But then
this lag no longer happens.
If the Wii HD comes out, it's going to be supposedly more powerful than the other two, then it's still like the outlier. I mean,
it'll be a lot easier for them to port over PS3 and 360 games over to it.
Right.
Like, a lot easier.
The graphics are indecipherable between like a 360 and PS3 when the games are ported. You really have to look at it. They look very similar to one another.
Yeah, even though this next Nintendo system might be more powerful than the 360 and the PS3,
it doesn't mean that they have to be at that.
I mean,
right,
they
but
can
say
water,
if they
water
develop
down graphics,
for the Wii 2. And then they port it to the other two systems.
Yeah, they could do that.
They could do that. But whatever the case
is,
the lowest common denominator is no longer going to be the Wii. They're not going to have to make it so much weaker compared to the other two systems.
Yeah.
But I mean, the other thing is they need to fucking get rid of friend codes because that is killing their online.
No,
exactly.
If
you had an online community, that will bring in more people.
The Wii Connect 24 is a fantastic idea, but they have done nothing with it.
No, but also, look at the PS3 has shitty online compared to the 360. I mean, it works, but the voice chat support is barely there. There's no party system.
But it's free.
The friend list is a joke. It's free, but what I'm saying is that people still buy those games for PS3 and play them online all the time.
Because they can
the Wii is no friend codes, and people would fucking play games on the Wii online.
Yeah,
because friend codes kill, because you don't want to have to type in your stupid friend code.
And not being able to chat in most online games.
I think the 3DS kind of has it, but if you're able to see when your friends are online, that is a really big thing now.
Yeah, but the accessibility thing is even bigger. I mean, the fact part of the appeal of online is playing with whomever you want, and you don't see the guy. The friend codes kill that, because you actually have to know the person to begin with, or you have to go out of your way to actually put the friend code in. I understand the reason for security, but it's been several years now since the other consoles have done it, so I don't think Nintendo has to worry as much about the security issue.
Yeah,
they don't, but that's not really an excuse for them to not do it.
It's a good excuse for them to not do it. I understand why they're not doing it. They don't want to get in trouble with anybody. They don't want to be responsible for something stupid happening online. The 360 has enough The 360 has enough problems with their own chat, right? They have a lot of abuse. There's a lot of
just recently a child abuse thing over Xbox Live.
Now, who wants to? It looks bad for Microsoft to begin with. Do you think Nintendo really wants to deal with that?
But that's the especially thing. Especially if it's stupid.
But how many people do you think are actually going to hear about
that? Yeah, and it's also really stupid that people.
You ever watch Fox? How many people watch Fox News?
Yeah, but nobody believes Fox News.
No, a lot of people. It's the number one rated.
There are a lot of people. People actually believe it.
Yeah.
If your industry already has a stigma against it, if your industry already has a stigma against it for being childish and it promotes these other kinds of behaviors to it, it's going to have a negative connotation to it. Whether or not it's true, that doesn't matter. Whether or not it's true, whether or not it's prevalent.
It's very ridiculous that people would blame even Microsoft for something like that. I mean,
that's a total. It's a different topic altogether. But somehow it's Microsoft.
It's like blaming Apple for that happening over, what is it, like StickCam or Ustream or something like that.
If there were a single inventor of the internet, then it would be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
There is sort of a point to it, and I think the point is that even though Microsoft has the system in place, they still have to have some sort of watchdog in play to prevent that from happening at whatever cost.
Yeah, but do you think that Nintendo doesn't have the money to put that together?
I don't think anybody has a good idea how to do it. That's the problem. I don't think it's that it doesn't exist. Nintendo's solution was really, really strict about it. Microsoft is a little more liberal about it, but they still have they have more problems to deal with socially than financially.
All right, listeners, you have a mission. Find out a way to give us very open network friend capabilities, but at the same time police the system so we don't have any sexual predators, and then email it to Nintendo.
I think that probably the best solution is you only chat amongst friends, but you can play with whomever you want.
You need to be able to add random people as friends with just the click of
a
button.
Right, and that's not the problem is that no parents are willing to take responsibility. I mean, it's the same problem with anything. The problem here is not that there's a sexual predator. I guess that's a problem. But the problem is that Microsoft is too open. It's the fact that parents are fucking letting their kids play, I'm guessing, unsupervised.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like,
in long enough intervals for them to chat with each other. I mean, how old were these kids? Were they, like, 15?
Whatever the case may be, and whoever you decide to place the blame on, the blame is ultimately going to go to the video game companies who are actually making the systems for it, whether it's good or not.
And
whatever argument we decide to have right now about it, I think we all agree parents shouldn't be letting a 13-year-old kid play online to begin with without adult supervision. But the thing is, the video game companies have to deal with this in some way. They have to take some sort of responsibility because their society is going to deem it that they're going to be responsible for it.
The system in place right now is the consoles have parental controls, right? So the parents go in and they set those and say, hey, you can't play a game rated, you know, T or above. You can't watch movies rated PG-13 or above, what have you. But the parents don't even bother with that. Right, the parents don't even know about that a lot of times because they buy these systems for the kids. But maybe something... Maybe
it doesn't matter what somehow it has to take the blame off. Either the game companies have to figure out a way to take the blame off of their hands so that in the court of law or in if the news of something like the child molester thing breaks out, they're absolved of it completely, or the only other thing they can do is find a system in place to prevent anything like that from even remotely happening.
Well, and don't like the terms of service, I'm sure they've got some part in there about that.
No. You cannot put something like a terms of service. You have to, the problem isn't the legal issue of it, right? Because they can win it in the court of law.
So
the
you're saying, the public.
It's a public perception of it. Okay. We might complain. We're complaining about the people right now not being responsible. But guess what? We don't control the people. Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft do not control people. So talking about that is a waste of time because we know who to blame.
But well, I mean, it seems almost impossible.
Basically, the question is: how does a company get in a way, find a way to not get blamed for it at any point? Like, how do they prevent that from happening?
Topic. The whole point.
Okay.
Whole point is that Nintendo, if Nintendo wants people to fucking buy their system, then they need to fix their online.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, if they're too scared to do it, then they're just gonna go through the same shit with third parties.
Exactly. They're going,
and if they don't find a way to hook casual gamers, then nobody's gonna buy their piece of shit system. And they're just gonna throw in the garbage, and Nintendo's gonna go bankrupt, and then we're gonna, in 12 years, we're gonna get Mario Racer whatever for the Kinect and Mario Volleyball.
Mario and Sonic and Master Chief at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, and everyone's gonna fucking kill themselves and nobody will be happy ever again.
But I feel like them being a multi-billion dollar company understand their shortcomings at this point. I feel like they've had two generations of systems where people have just said, yeah, your online support is shit.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, yeah.
And if they are trying to recapture the hardcore market, then they...
But that's the thing.
I
don't know how much they really care about the hardcore market. Should they care about the hardcore market?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's why people are saying they're making
They care about
system.
What makes them money.
They care about what... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They care about what makes them money.
Exactly. And what makes the money is the new fucking Call of Duty that comes out every week.
Right. I think
the top selling video games of all time
right now,
are these Call of Duty games that come out every single
right
year.
Right now, it would be easier for them to recapture, to make more money by recapturing the hardcore market with this new system than making
definitely.
A new system to cater towards casual gamers who aren't going to buy a new
casual,
system.
Casual gaming, is a fad.
The money is in getting both.
Right, but I would say
they've only managed to get the
hardcore market first and then make a game that does capture the casual market, but make the system itself cater more towards the hardcore market with the visuals and with the technology and with
the
online.
Hardcore.
Right.
I mean, I feel like if Nintendo takes a look at what Microsoft is doing with the Kinect,
right.
I mean, if Microsoft had the name that Nintendo does amongst casual video gamers and families, my parents know what a Nintendo is, and my grandparents know what Nintendo is, I feel like that name alone, if they released Kinectimals, it would sell better than it does on the Kinect.
Right. I think the thing is that Microsoft is making some pretty big leaps with the Kinect in terms of capturing their own casual audience, but not nearly as much as Nintendo. And also, they also have, of course, the hardcore Call of Duty guys. So Nintendo can go look at there and go, okay, well, they're catching up. We got to step up our game and do that. But, I mean, Nintendo is not about do that, like, let's copy them. It's about, let's come out,
let's do
like,
something totally
know,
different
you know,
so nobody can compete
whatever,
with us.
Whatever Nintendo does, yeah. You control it with your butthole or whatever, and you put pressure on it, and then it feels great, and you play the game. Like, that. If that came out, then that's probably, if they found that that's what people like, then that's what they're going to do. So, look for the new butthole controller at the end of next
year. So, in that case, though, it's easy enough for them. It's easy enough for Nintendo to do that, right? If all they have to do is basically make an HD, a system that has HD graphics, and the hardest thing for them,
they just have to make an HD.
The hardest thing for them to do essentially is to revamp the online system. But those are relatively minor things. Then the rest of it fixes itself. Third party will start making video games for Nintendo as well as the other companies, you get to choose which of the three versions you want. And if the motion controls are very accurate and people start adopting it, well, hopefully Nintendo starts winning out then. But then the question, so then really the question is, it's the hardcore market, it's easy enough to get. So, and it's always, there's always been talk that the hardcore market, though, is, even though the payoff is a lot less at, in the end, there, it's a lot of money to produce the money, and you don't get as large of a jump because the cost of the games are so high. So that's why the rest of the casual market is so appealing. It costs diddly squat to make those games. It makes, it's really cheap to make Wii Sports.
And they're cash really cows.
They're not, it's not even cash cows. Ideas are very cheap. Ideas are very hard to come up with, but they tend to be really cheap. Ingenious ideas are very hard to come up with, and they are cash cows to a degree if you hit it big, but you have to be able to know, it's really hard to figure out what they want. The hardcore's easy to figure out, right? You put a space marine in there, and you got a game. Have them shoot aliens.
I think the casual is more... I think the casual is easier, because it seems like right now there's... It's not necessarily like a bigger audience, but there are more casual gamers who would buy a certain game than there are hardcore gamers who would buy a game.
When Nintendo had a hard time...
Unless
when
it's
Nintendo,
a AAA
what
title.
Made it hard, what made the casual so hard was... And Nintendo figured it out. They figured out that you have to find a new idea nobody else is doing, and you have to be the first one to do it. Brain Age, they came up with that first, and that sold like hotcakes. Wii Sports, there's a reason why like the Move and Kinect aren't selling as well, partly because of pricing, but like they have those copycat games, and the parents are thinking, why do I have to buy those games already when the Wii already has Wii Sports?
Well, I also think a lot of it had to do with the publicity, because... I mean, the media just, like, exploded over the Wii and over Wii Sports, over Wii Fit.
It was
because
new.
It was
there was
new.
Nothing. If you tried selling the 360 to my parents, they wouldn't get... They were like, okay, this thing looks nice or whatever. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Nobody played anything that... Nobody played baseball on the game
VCR.
And you could put it in your fucking living room with that much accessibility. Nobody had ever
so
done
you
anything
think,
like that.
You think if Microsoft or Sony were to do something that no one else has done before with the Move or Kinect, people would start buying it?
No, the issue is that they're selling an accessory for something that's already been on the market and that they didn't have any interest in. If everybody had Xbox 360s like they do DVD players and that came out, then more people would buy it.
Well, the thing, but I mean, I've said this for a long time, is that the Wii is the Wii Remote, and the Wii is Wii Sports to these people, so it's an easy sell. Like you know, I'm sure your parents say, like, oh, play Nintendo. They'll say the same thing. Oh, let's play Wii. It's not let's play Wii Sports or Wii Fitness or whatever.
The
it's
system.
Let's play this thing. It's just, it's one thing to them. The system is the game. And Kinect doesn't have that because it's an accessory of an already existing system with no software that anybody cares about. So, and the Move is even less so.
Just not, as a side note, it's amazing to me how few games there are for either of those. And like nothing has come out since the launch of either of them.
Do you have any good I mean, Adam, as a game developer, do you have an idea for a great Kinect game?
Yes, I do, actually. I've made a few Kinect games so far. I did one, or I think like five, actually, for like an art show we had a few weeks ago. But
I don't mean that. I mean something you can sell. I don't mean an art show.
I think
show.
So, yeah, no. I think... Well, I mean, they were... Shut up.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do have an idea for the Kinect. You know, granted, it's not this big revolutionary idea that's going to be the best thing ever, I mean, basically what it is like, I don't really want to talk too much about it, but at its simplest, it's a non-traditional platformer that that uses the Kinect as a controller. And, you know, like I said, it's not, you know, the big Kinect idea that's going to make everything better, but, you know, I think it would sell, at least, hopefully.
But I can't think of a... That game... That game sounds like a cool idea to watch, but I can't think of a single Kinect game that I want to play. Because I sure. played a Kinect, and it gets really old after 10 minutes.
Hmm.
And
I played just, Dance Revolution. Was it Dance Revolution?
Dance Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that for like 10 minutes, and it's like, okay, this gets lame really quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just realize you're moving in front of something.
There's an audience for it, right? There's
yeah, I mean, to be fair, what? Like a lot of people I know who aren't really, you know, they're part of the casual audience, and they just rave about, you know, Dance Central.
Yeah, but that's a dance.
But that was about it.
I understand Dance Central as a game, and that's. But I mean, when you're talking about a platformer, that requires concentration and stuff, and you're using more. It's like a weird mix of physical thing, and then you have to keep in mind that the camera is still. I mean, as amazing things that have been done with the camera outside of games, in every single Kinect game I've played, the camera's shit. And it like barely tracks you most of the time. So I can just imagine the frustrations of trying to play a platform game where you get to the end and then the camera doesn't track you right, and then you end up doing something wrong and you lose and have to restart. It's different in Dance Central where you just kind of have to do dance moves and stuff. But in a game where you're putting in a lot of time and actually trying to play a game, control issues are definitely going to get in the way.
Sure. So, I mean, it seems like you're saying the required precision of the game, right. And also, like, I mean, I guess a more hardcore title, if there were one for either the Kinect or Move, would require more precision.
No, but the Move is fine.
There's more room for error.
We know the Move works. It works like a regular controller, but
no. But you're right. I mean, a lot of the time, it does lose, you know, where the player is, and it can mess things up. So, I mean, the more precision that's required, the more room there is for error. But with something like Dance Central, it looks for general locations of things. It doesn't. You don't need to be exact for
right.
For
I mean, I just think the Kinect is a really cool piece of technology, but it's a stupid idea for making games for.
Hmm.
It's a great novelty.
I said that before.
I know. We've been saying it the whole time.
We all have. I don't. It's like, a
fucking
God.
Dumb idea. I don't get it.
I'm not surprised that they don't. I can't imagine having. Like Adam, it sounds like a cool idea. What you want to do with it? But that's not gonna sell to everybody.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
I hate to say it. That's not gonna be. That's not Wii Sports.
No.
Right? I mean, it's not something no. like, oh, everybody needs to get this thing.
No, Dance Central
no,
is
No, but
their
the thing
Wii
is
Sports.
Is that if...
Dance Central is something...
For a new Nintendo system, if they have, like, or when Microsoft releases a new system, if it's a built-in thing, developers can do that, because it's a thing that comes at launch. I mean, developers can try to make a platformer using the Kinect, but right now it's not feasible, because right now they need to do something that's going to be, like, people are going to see that game and they go, oh, maybe now I should
no,
buy
No, but I still think the Kinect in general is just a stupid idea for
Oh, no,
games.
Well...
The Kinect, even if the Kinect came out in 2006 and it was just as good as it is now, and it was built into the Xbox, I still don't think anybody would be making games for it. Just like
really?
The 6-axis.
I don't know.
Yeah, why would they? Kinect is
why...
fucking stupid for making games for it. You can't use it like a regular controller. And it's so specific in its purpose that there's no way you can make a game that people want to play for longer than 30 minutes.
So if Nintendo had come out with a Kinect device for the Wii instead of the Wiimote, do you think people would not have used that?
How would you develop a Zelda game for that?
Yeah, how would you do anything with it?
I don't know.
A camera is a stupid idea for playing games.
But
with.
I mean, over the course of 5 years, you don't think people would have figured out a way?
No. I don't think it's going to happen.
No,
cameras.
I think there's a reason why Nintendo didn't go for that route, and other than technology, they also knew the limitation of it. They realized that you actually need something in your hands to be able to play some of these other games. There is a need for a controller.
There's a reason
maybe
why
the
Wii Remote is a regular controller as well.
Maybe if
so
the PlayStation Eye that also tracks the Move could track physical motion like that. Then they could build games into it as well, so you could have your casual Kinectimals, but also still keep like a shooter using a regular controller as well.
So you're saying it would track both the body and the controller?
Yeah, but not necessarily at the same time. There'd be games that would take different... Like, if the PlayStation Eye or if the Kinect had the ability to track a little ball like it does on the Move...
But right now...
Then there would be a wider... There'd be a wider window for game development. You could develop like a Call of Duty and a Dance Central, and then that would be a bigger umbrella for you to...
Well, okay, if instead of a IR sensor on your Wii, if you had a Kinect there... That did the same things as the Kinect, but also the same thing as the IR sensor on the Wii Remote. Sure, there would probably be a few games that use just the camera.
Yeah.
But the camera by itself...
Yeah, it's not a system in itself. Yeah. You can't release a console that's only that. That's impossible.
Yeah. And the Wii Remote has done fine providing controls for regular games and for the casual games. So the Kinect can't do that.
Okay. So I mean all of that was kind of...
Didn't they demo a Kinect game or some... There was some sort of like first-person shooter using like the D-pad on or the analog stick on the 360 controller and using the Kinect at the same time. Wasn't there something like that?
I don't think so.
It looked ridiculous.
I think maybe there was in... Maybe it was in like the Project Natal launch video where people weren't actually playing games. They were just looking like idiots in front of TVs. Yeah.
I mean, it's not... Again, this is more of a functionality aspect to it. How the hell are you going to sell fucking games to this system?
I don't know. I think we've gone over. The Wii HD, Wii 2, whatever it's going to be
Wii.
Called. You know.
With lots of eyes.
The Wii. It's going to have better online. It's going to have better graphics if they want to capture that market. If they want to continue going just casual games and they want to continue their shitty relationship with third parties, they're... Who knows? I mean, I really can't think of any ideas of games. You know that's why I don't work for Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean,
I think as long as they have the new features that we've been talking about, they will get, you know, plenty of support from the third parties, be it hardcore and casual games, because I mean the option is there for both.
Yeah,
but again, hardcore is sort of easy enough to get. That's not really the problem here. It's how they're going to carry the casual over to the next system. How do you convince somebody else from
since we've had three competitors in the console races, it has not been a three like evenly matched race. There's always been, for the past two generations, one person who has just completely overshadowed the other two. Obviously, in the first one, it was PS2 and Sony. Now, it's Nintendo with the Wii. So, what is going to happen this generation? Maybe it's possible that it will be more evenly matched. And, you know...
Be more universal... sales, universally spread games.
Well, sales will be a little bit more
level
than they are now.
Well, I mean...
There's always going to be a leader, but...
Sorry, hold on. Getting a phone call. Continue.
It's already surprising that Nintendo's sales for the Wii... We keep on hearing how the sales have been abysmal, but the thing is, they're on par with the 360 and PS3 sales right now. Like, what is bad is to be average.
Right.
That's sort of...
Okay, I'm sorry.
I always found that to be a little... I found that to be a little shocking.
And I mean...
Especially for this system where...
Well, I think it's funny how...
So, wait, Alex, what did you say bad is average?
For Nintendo, like, we keep on hearing that, like, the sales have been abysmal. That right? In the last year, the sales have dropped significantly. But if you actually look at the numbers are actually sort of on par with the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Sure.
And it's on a decline, but like the sales are actually still really good for a video game system. I don't think anybody was expecting the system sales to still be this high 5 years after the goddamn system came out. And it doesn't
Everybody already has one.
It doesn't take it.
I know, that's the funny thing
is. It doesn't take advantage of like the HD or anything like that. It still has some legs on it.
I think it's funny that people are like, oh, well, you know, see, it couldn't last forever. It's like, you're right, it can't. It's amazing that it sold as well as it did. Is it really a surprise that the sales have dropped off eventually after 4.5 years? It's not. It's inevitably going to happen. And it's
so
still selling well.
Going back a little, I forget exactly what I think it was Alex said, but something that I was originally worried about that I'm feeling a little bit better about now is like basically the timeline of the system's releasing, because Nintendo is looking at releasing a system like 2 to 3 years before the other two. So right now, like, the Wii 2 is... They're saying that they're going to be releasing in 2014.
What are they going to be releasing in 2014, though?
Their next system, yeah.
No, I understand, like, the next console, but what... I'm still thinking...
Graphically stepped up, more in sync with, like, Hulu and Netflix.
I mean, but that was the topic. Like that. That's what we talked about a few weeks ago.
It'll just
ago.
Be more...
Right.
I'm sort of wondering how much better the graphics can be.
They might introduce...
That's a different topic. But I mean...
It's
getting to a...
You can wonder that, but there's always little things that'll happen that'll make things look more cinematic. And
okay.
I mean, if when the game starts looking like the cutscene, we can start having this debate, but still the games don't look quite as good.
Yeah, and I mean, it's happened the last two generations where... I mean, not that people weren't excited for Xbox and PS3, but the most mystery was always around the Nintendo systems because they always do something crazy. So I think there's a lot less to talk about in terms of PS3 and Xbox 360. There's a lot to speculate about what kind of features they're going to implement.
But yeah, it'll sell well because it'll graphically step up the game.
The only reason I bring that up is because, let's say, the PS4, and there's not much different about the PS4 in terms of graphics. The only real thing they can really sell other than all this stuff for the PSN that they could still already do for the PS3 is making motion controls mandatory or doing something Nintendo has tried to do, like creating something so crazy that it's going to be...
Okay.
You know, that's like...
Yeah.
For Nintendo, they have a ceiling room to go up. They can go as high as they want right now because things have become so cheap for them to develop a really powerful machine. For Sony and Microsoft, they already have powerful machines right out. There are more powerful machines out there, right? The PC power has become significantly more powerful in the past 5 years. But it's not like they have a whole lot of ceiling room in terms of the graphics or the connectivity. So the only thing, what else can they really sell for their systems? And for Nintendo, if they decide to come out with a system next year or 2 years from, or a year and a half or something, right? They got another 5 years or 10 years to go before they have to really worry about making a new system. If Sony and Microsoft don't really have anything to sell, are they going to be really willing to sell and make another system in 2-3 years if there's not really anything
that's
there?
That's kind of what I was worried about, is that Nintendo is going to be releasing a new system way before the other two. And, you know, that could go a few different ways. Like, I think a few podcasts ago, Matt had suggested that Nintendo releasing a console now could possibly force the other two to maybe reconsider their 10-year plan and release consoles a little bit earlier. So, you know, that may happen. Another situation is that Nintendo releases their console next year. It's better graphically, like, just technically overall, than the PS3 and the 360. But then, you know, Microsoft and Sony have another 2-3 years to gather new technology, and most likely it'll go down in cost. So then, you know, it basically just, like, puts Nintendo in a really weird situation where they are, within 2 years, the inferior console. Right?
Yeah, but I don't really see that happening that much.
They could start switching places.
I mean, it could. It could go a lot of different ways. But
Xbox released a lot earlier than the other two this time.
It did release a year before, which is kind of why I feel a little bit better. Because, I mean, if it is only like 2 years difference, then maybe it won't be that big of a deal. But I don't know. It's close.
I I think that both of those, both Microsoft and Sony, are going to look at the PS3 and understand that they have to make a system, and I mean, and this generation, they have to make a system that is cheaper than they did last generation. They can't.
Right. Make, I mean, it can't make another $600. PS3. Right.
Yeah, but it's going to be really tough to make something $300 and seem a lot better than your previous system.
I would say a good price point for them, like, if they got it to be $400, that would be perfect, but I think $500 is probably pretty realistic for what they're going to try to do.
Was what the, but $500 was what they just did.
No, $600 was the PS3.
Gosh,
what was
insane.
The 360? 500?
I'm just thinking about how much money that is right
that's
now.
That's insane. How did they think they were going to turn
a profit
it's
insane.
On a $600 system?
They didn't turn a profit. That was the whole problem. That's the problem right
they
now.
Slashed,
well,
they
lost
slashed
money on the fucking
below
thing.
50%.
Right, and that's part of the reason why they wanted it to last so long, is so that eventually, over time, they could gain money, which is now,
well,
just now,
thing.
Starting
you,
to happen.
You can't... It's starting to make money, but they're still in the hole, right, overall?
I have no idea.
Like, if you're making... If you kept on losing money per system, and now all of a sudden that turned around, now you're making a dollar per system, you got to get yourself out of... The whole point is you're hoping you get out of the hole at some point.
Yeah, but I think they're doing fine. I think... But what I think is going to happen is that they're not going to be able to do that again.
Right. But, I mean, they're gonna want to make something that's better than their current system.
Right, and so, right. But what I'm saying is that they can't.
They might step it up to wherever Nintendo gets.
Nintendo might be able to release it 2 years early for a good price, because Nintendo is good like that.
And when they launch their systems, Nintendo can do a price cut.
Yeah, exactly. But PS3 or Sony and Microsoft can go, okay, well, we're going to make our system look amazingly better than the Nintendo system, and it cost $700 or something like you have to make it affordable, because we're going through a recession right now, and I'm sure by 2014 things might be a little bit better. Okay, I'm not sure about that, but they might be.
Hopefully.
God, I hope so.
But that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be still willing to spend that much money on a system. I don't think anybody would ever be willing to spend that much money on a system in general. I mean, the general consumer. Obviously, retards did buy the PS3 at first. I don't see how they're going to make it affordable while making it look a lot better. Because, I mean, even the level we're at right now with 360 and PS3, PC games don't look that much better. Crysis 2 looks better on the PC, but the 360 and PS3 versions look comparable in... They're good enough that most people wouldn't notice, and they still run on those systems. Yeah. So, just the fact that that's still happening means that it's going to be a while before we're able to make a system that's that much better.
I'm also wondering, because the graphics are sort of... You know, the graphics of games right now are so high. I just don't...
Yeah.
I know you guys are saying cutscene-like quality, but it's so high right now. I can't see it making leaps and bounds. We already had a hard time with the PS2 to, you know, the PS2 to 360 or PS2 to PS3 level of graphics. Yeah, they were fantastic, but we talked about this before. That jump was nowhere near as high as a PlayStation 1, a PlayStation 2, or a Super Nintendo to a PlayStation 1.
I feel like the announcement of the E3 where they showed the PS3 and the Xbox 360. Was incredible.
Yeah, but they lied all the time.
Yeah.
Those were all pre-rendered stuff for the PS3.
Yeah, it is where it's at now, though.
Right.
Not at all.
Not necessarily the PS3, but at least the Unreal tech demo that they showed is about where it's at.
But that was at a much higher resolution than they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
And also, you didn't see things like texture pop, which is still a huge thing. I think they're going to fix a lot of things like texture pop and load times and stuff like that. But really, graphics have kind of plateaued in a way. I mean, they're getting better. Like, Crysis 1 to Crysis 2 is a pretty big leap if you're paying close attention. To most people, there's almost no difference between those games.
Yeah, it's little
things that are getting... I think a lot of, like, the graphical differences that we can go from now is obviously more polygons. It would have to be like a very, very large amount, though, in order to be like a really big graphical jump. But in addition to that, I think, you know, we've talked about this before. Lighting is a very big deal. Physics are a very big deal. So, I mean, it's really, I don't know. There's really no way to tell when, you know, that jump is going to take place or if it ever will.
More environmental interaction. But
I think, I mean, the whole point is that things, if they're able to make games look good, this good on consoles that are already 4 to 5 years old, they can make them look that good on, you know, they
can keep it going for another 10 years.
Yeah, they can keep it going
for another 10 years with the
same. If they can make a console that's 5 years old look as almost as good as a PC game that is a PC with new stuff in it, then whatever they come out with next is going to be scalable, and it won't be so big of a difference. I mean, because it can't be, because PCs like right now,
you know, the
PCs right now are still at the level that of the consoles, basically. So consoles aren't going to be able to do more than a PC because they're getting all their parts from PCs, just assembled a different way.
But has development of the of like graphics on the PC slowed down because they know that consoles are the main?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's also like how much it's also like the development costs and so forth. Is it really advantageous to make something look that good all the time? How much work does it take still for them to do something like that?
Right, but
it might not even be advantageous for them to make such a great system like that.
But the more engines, there's like engines, there's third party engines that people use, like once they come out with a good lighting system or whatever that people just, you know, plug into their games to. I mean, that happens with physics and stuff all the time. So one person has to make the engine, which I think is modular. I mean, development kits like that are getting more and more.
If Nintendo can have the ability to run the Unreal Engine, which a lot of games are built in, or run like the Havok physics engine, when it can run all of the engines that third party games are basing all of their games off of, it'll be able to compete. Yeah. In a big way, graphically. I mean, it'll be a lot easier for them to port games over to it.
I mean, if we're talking about 2 years or how many years do they want to do this? 3 years, two years.
It'll be two. Before.
If they want to release a new system, if they want to release another system in 2 years to have that much better graphics, we're talking about at least a $600-$700 system again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so.
We're talking about that much money again. If Nintendo can undercut everybody right now with a $250 system that has HD graphics, that's on par with the 360 and PS3 right now. Those companies have to be worried. Like, God, it's going to be a fucking arms race. It'll be this ridiculous arms race all over again, and somebody's going to lose big again. I don't think Sony's too happy with how the PS3 has turned out.
We need to see what Nintendo's online system is going to look like for the console. But I feel like if they release something that is very comparable to what's out now, I feel like the loser of the race is going to be whoever is the most expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the economy and at this point in how far graphics are, releasing a $600 system is not going to sell well.
Well, Sony already shot themselves in the foot. They're the lowest seller this generation.
Yeah, they can't do it again. They're going to release something. When they release a new console, it's going to be probably the smallest graphical jump we've seen. I feel like it'll be more comparable to whatever Nintendo's going to release, because that way they can keep it cheaper, and also they'll probably just improve all of the experience on it. I mean, they might have, I don't know, subscription fee for the Xbox Live thing that also lets you stream cable television. There's all sorts of things that Microsoft is like buying up contracts to use, and we don't know what the next big social networking or online big media thing's going to be. But I mean,
yeah,
I feel like turning a console into your home entertainment system is what is what's going to be the next big innovation for them, at least.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what this generation was supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, didn't... being able to like link it up and use your system as a DVR, use its internal
ESPN.
Sure, okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but being able to plug it into your cable box, having it cable ready or something like that, so that it can be its own like third party DVR, so you can record your shows, and having Hulu on that, so maybe like the way you can sign into different websites using your Facebook account or your
Twitter
account.
It already has Netflix.
Yeah,
right. It already has Netflix. I mean,
exactly.
That was
they'll be able
to
do more
with.
Stuff like that, where you can link your Xbox account to your Hulu account. And maybe they'll have discounts for you. Like, if you are an Xbox subscriber, you can get Hulu Plus for cheaper.
Although, to be honest, like, that's sort of part of the turn off for me, but I know I'm in the minority for it.
You are, yeah.
I mean,
I'm
definitely in the
minority
for it, but, like, I'm in more than one way. But I think that's part of the reason why I'm sort of turned off by gaming now. It just seems like it's less... gaming in
that's
some
the thing
degree.
Is that
it's more casual than it has been in the past.
It's more techie than it has ever been.
Techie?
Yeah, well, the magic of video games is sort of gone. People know how it works. People have seen behind the curtain. And a lot of things that like Sony and Microsoft are releasing are things that like tech geeks are into.
Let's put it this way. It's less of a niche. It's trying to become an entertainment system.
Yeah,
some people have no interest in the entertainment system.
Yeah, but the thing is there are also a lot of people who may have not been interested in video games that are interested in having a universal media device in their home.
Yeah,
yeah,
but and whatever. I think we're so far off topic now. Nintendo. Final thoughts on Nintendo's system.
Well, there's one other thing I want to bring up, and it's has there ever been a successful company that just sort of comes in into the middle of a game generation?
Microsoft?
They came in at the beginning. There hasn't.
I'm talking about with the.
Like Dreamcast. So, okay, do you remember the Jaguar?
Yeah.
How did that do? That was like right
terrible.
In between.
It did terrible. That was also
it
like
was between
$700.
Super Nintendo. Yeah, it was between the Super Nintendo and. N64, I guess?
No,
yeah.
There has not been a successful thing that came in without launching against a competitor.
Yeah.
Although, the Genesis did come out a couple years...
after the NES.
Before the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And they were kind of competitors, but Super Nintendo really outsold the Genesis, so... Yeah, I think that's what Sega up is. They only launched things in the middle of Nintendo generations, and then they really fucked themselves over the Dreamcast.
I'm
thinking of the Dreamcast, but what makes this it's not a really good comparison because all the other companies that we're thinking of that had tried doing it were not near the top. You know, they were usually lagging behind.
You're saying that since Nintendo is so popular now, maybe they can pull it off.
I don't know. Well, it's tough to tell. It's not a good parallel because the other companies, like we're talking about Atari and Sega. By the time the Dreamcast can come out, Sega was pretty much done already.
Yeah, and the other thing is
They'd also wasted a ton of money trying to release little systems in between.
With
the 32X and the Sega CD and the Sega Saturn, there were so many, like, every time something wasn't doing well, trying to release something else and it failing.
But also, this Nintendo system is coming in sort of in the middle of a generation, but really, this generation's been so long, and the projected length is even longer, it's really at the tail end of a generation. It's just like the 360 launching a year before the other systems.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it's been 5 years. If this were the end of the N60 or the end of the GameCube generation, people would be like, why are we waiting so long?
Right.
Generations might be naturally longer, but I think at this point, Nintendo is definitely ready for a next step.
By this time, we were already hearing about the Wii, right?
Definitely. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then,
Generation 4?
How many years of PS2 before we even heard Remnant? Like, anything about the PS3.
We PS3 was in years. 2005, so it was 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, PS3 was announced in 2005, so yeah, it was 4 years between the PS2 coming out and the PS3 being announced.
Right.
2005 was when the Xbox launched, right? 360?
Yeah.
Yes, and then the Wii and PS3 were the following year.
Yeah, 2006.
And then, when did the PS2 first come out?
2001.
2000?
2001. I thought it was...
Wait, 2001 or 2000?
It was 2000 in Japan and 2001 in the US.
Okay.
Oh, but they kept on selling the PS2 for like another 2 years. Like,
yeah.
Well. They were selling well for another couple years.
Right, because the PS3 was so expensive.
I mean, that's part of it, but I mean, the thing is, if the systems can keep on, like, this really is the right time for Nintendo to be releasing a new system. Maybe they're actually making the right move then.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because it hasn't been done before.
Yeah, it was 'cause, I mean,
no, well, it's been it's sort of
that's when it was announced.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because they're actually doing
it
the normal
been done,
thing.
It hasn't been done before successfully. No, you're right because it's strange this generation because it has lasted so long. So there's really no precedent for it.
Well, it's also the other thing is I think Microsoft and Sony were definitely trying to revitalize their current systems by selling the Kinect
absolutely.
And the Move.
Right.
Like we talked about this before. The reason they have these things is so that they can actually like say, "Oh, it's sort of new and improved for our system."
We're talking in circles. Right, this is stuff we've already covered.
Yeah, but I mean I'm just saying so Nintendo might be able to pull this off. I'm just saying.
I'm sure that Nintendo has enough of a fan base. Think about this. Microsoft doesn't sell in Japan. Nintendo sells a ton. Sony, if they're releasing something that's super expensive, and especially in Japan's economy now, after these devastating earthquakes, it's Nintendo is going to continue to sell fine. I mean, there's no way that they're not going to sell their system.
Well, I mean, it's not just about the systems anymore. It's... A lot of it has to do with the games.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, if
Nintendo is able to release HD versions of Zelda and Mario, they're going to do great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we'll see.
If we have an HD Zelda coming out, that's going to get so many hard... Everybody... There's a huge Zelda audience among... There are people like me who own every system where I buy Nintendo products for Zelda and Mario...
Right. I mean, so, that's pretty much like the entire.
I will buy their
Nintendo
system at launch, knowing
fan
that there's going to be a Zelda and a Mario game that are going to come out.
Right. I mean that's why you're getting a 3DS.
They're going to do fine, and especially if they have that. If they have, I mean they have the initial attraction of people who want to buy Nintendo, who are usually hardcore gamers that are still Nintendo fanboys and stuff like that. And they're going to buy the other system as well. They might not have to buy another system if they're releasing something that's good enough with good enough online. I mean, it'll do fine.
Quick question. What? Do you think we're going to see a repeat of Twilight Princess with Skyward Sword?
No.
No.
Really? You don't?
No.
So you think it's going... When do you think it's going to release, though?
Winter.
I mean, it'll be next year.
It'll release holiday.
Of this year?
Yeah, they're not gonna hold on to that game for a year and a half. Or a year and three quarters. Because they're not gonna release their system until November of 2012. Yeah. There's no way they're gonna hold on to that game that long.
Alright.
That would lose them money. They would have to redevelop their
absolutely.
Game.
No, I completely agree with you, but I wouldn't put it past Nintendo.
No. They'll cook up a Zelda game for it. Maybe not at launch, but I mean I'm sure they're working on it now.
They might even drop the Wii price even further before they decide to.
But it's one of those things where
Skyward Sword.
Yeah, it's one of those things where this game is so built upon the tech of the Wii Motion Plus that they're going to release it.
But I mean, it just seems to me that like they really would have to release it this year in order for to seem weird.
We were told it was going to come out this year.
Well, we've been told a lot of things about it.
Yeah. But I feel like them showing at the Tokyo Game Show a new trailer for it means it's going to come out. I feel like E3, we're going to see the release date. I can almost guarantee it.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, we'll see. Okay, emails. We got one.
Well, and for one thing, email wtpodcast@gmail.com your thoughts on the next generation.
Yes. So we actually got a really cool email. We got it from Bridget, who is a friend of Gian Piero, who has written us before.
Gian Piero.
Bridget says, "Hey guys, so basically I go to school with GP, way easier than saying Gian Piero every time, and he talks to me about your podcast all the time. I decided to go to listen to them to see what the big deal was about, and they aren't as bad as we expected, as I expected."
Smiley face.
So what you need to know, smiley face, yes. So what you need to know is GP has a crappy camera, so I decided to send you the one picture he took with mine while we were in Germany. It's of him, and there's no pretty background, but oh well. I also sent a picture of me feeding a goat a banana to make up for it. It was hilarious to hear you guys crush GP's favorite band, by the way. Did we?
He likes the steampunk band.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyways, I was just wondering what everyone's favorite Zelda games are. Mine's Majora's Mask, but that's only because it was the first Zelda game I ever played. Next is Wind Waker, which is just awesome. Bridget.
Yeah, we've gone over
Bridget
this.
Rules.
So, Bridget, first of all, thank you very much, yeah. Bridget and Gian Piero, for going to Germany and taking our album art with you and taking pictures of it there.
That's awesome.
Yes. So thank you. Favorite Zelda. Matt, do you want to go first?
I don't know. I like all of the ones except for Ocarina of Time. I mean, I like Ocarina of Time.
But it's your least favorite.
It's my least favorite of the ones since A Link to the Past.
Your favorite isn't Majora's Mask?
I mean, Majora's Mask is probably my favorite, but that might be for nostalgic purposes. I mean, in terms of just like pure gameplay and design, I think probably Twilight Princess.
Really?
Yeah, because it's great and it's solid and it's got great writing and it's a good game, you know?
Alright, Nick?
I'm a big fan of Wind Waker. I think I've made that point many, many times. That's my favorite.
Yeah, Wind Waker's so good too.
I love Majora's Mask a lot, and I really love Twilight Princess, but I still need to finish that game.
Mm. We're almost done.
Yeah, Wind Waker's my favorite.
Alex?
My favorite is Link to the Past.
Yeah.
And my second favorite is Twilight Princess.
Cool.
I would say there's...
And my third favorite is probably Wind Waker.
There are strong cases to be made for all those games of being the best in the series.
I think each one of them you can actually make...
Yeah.
It's such a hard decision, but there's usually the reasons people think that they're the best. It tends to be tiny things that make it better...
Right.
More special than the other ones.
But is this an argument over which one's the best? It's which one's our favorite.
No, but I mean, yeah. I know, but it's hard to choose. Like,
oh yeah,
it's so hard.
It seems to me that a lot of the time, a person's favorite Zelda is the one that they played first.
No.
I played
the original Zelda.
Right, I played the original Zelda first, and that's definitely not my favorite.
Like the original Zelda a lot, but oh god! And if you played like Zelda 2 first, I feel so bad for you. Jesus Christ!
There are some
bad Zeldas and Ocarina of Time and Zelda 2.
Wand of Gamelon, best Zelda game.
There's some really great arguments to be made about that.
For that, especially, yeah.
His pouty red lips.
I think my favorite would... it's hard. I think it would have to be Wind Waker.
Yeah. So good.
Spirit Tracks and Majora's Mask are definitely up there as well.
Yeah, I need to finish Spirit Tracks.
So good. Oh, man.
That goat picture is so great.
Yeah.
That goat,
it is.
That goat doesn't look like he's enjoying that banana at all.
Yeah, probably didn't eat
Goats it. Don't eat bananas. Come on.
Also, Bridget, how old are you? Are you hot?
Oh, God.
Please.
What?
No, stop.
How old are you and are you hot?
Matt, all of our listeners are underage. What makes you think that she is any different?
I think she's probably...
She's probably... How old is your sister, Matt?
My sister's 20.
Well, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I thought you had a younger sister.
Yeah, she's 20.
Oh,
yeah.
That's legal.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 20 in a month. Right. My older sister is 28.
I see. She hot?
Yes. Super but not half as hot as Bridget J.
Oh, God.
Hit me up.
Don't.
So, yes, email wtpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again, Jean-Pierre and Bridget. Very cool of you.
Thanks, guys.
Go to our boards, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It takes you to the same place. It's our board. We talk. We hang out there. Go there. Sign up for Smash Brothers tournament, please. Anybody. Somebody. Follow us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. Become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast, and give us 1,000,000 stars on iTunes.
Also,
and that's it.
Gianpiero, if you have any more hot friends, tell them to email us.
Yeah, tell them about our podcast. Get listeners.
Yeah.
Also, Gianpiero, if you're going to PAX, we're going to PAX. See you there.
Everyone go to PAX.
Everybody go to PAX. Matt and I bought our tickets.
Yeah.
I know, I saw. Very cool.
Good night.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.